Kindergarten teachers say they don't need scientific proof that pre-K makes a difference. Joni Wells is a public school pre-K teacher in Nashville.
You can tell who's never been in pre-K before. And it puts the kindergarten teachers at a deficit when you have children who've never picked up a crayon, who've never had scissors, and who've never used glue.
A scientific study by Vanderbilt University's Peabody Institute shows it's worth the cost. Researchers are wrapping up a 5-year study that follows Tennessee children who attended public school pre-K through third grade. Early results show those students are 80% better prepared for school than their peers, especially in literacy and math. Vanderbilt Peabody researchers Dr. Mark Lipsey and Dr. Dale Farron say that's significant.
From the standpoint of what we see in research, these were surprisingly large effects.
And in terms of being prepared for kindergarten and having the learning dispositions that make a difference long term, they rated them higher.
The burning question is whether those pre-K effects last throughout a child's education. Dr. Lipsey says the Vanderbilt research is one of few studies seeking hard scientific evidence to provide some answers.
It will be wonderful if we find that these effects sustain all the way through third grade and beyond. That would be a very strong demonstration for pre-K. But somewhere in the mix, you have to take into account what kind of classrooms and what kind of situation they're going into in the later grades.
For the Southern Education Desk, I'm LaTanya Turner in Nashville.
And I'm Annie Gilbertson in Jackson, Mississippi. While the Vanderbilt studies do show a wide gap between the skills of the disadvantaged kids that attended preschool and those that did not, a study of the federally funded Head Start program shows that by the time third grade comes around, the gap has disappeared. Forrest Thigpen of the Mississippi Center for Public Policy, a conservative lobbying group, says that should cause lawmakers to pause and rethink support for pre-K.
Especially for something that is not proven to work over time. Pre-K can help kids, and usually does help kids, start kindergarten stronger, but the benefits fade out.
It's what's known as the pre-K fade.
It's such a fascinating name, isn't it? The pre-K fade. It sounds, you know, like it's pre-K's fault. We never call it the second grade fade.
That's Doug Emick, a researcher with the Urban Child Institute in Memphis. He says what the Head Start data really shows is lack of support in later grades.
Let's make sure that kids that get the start in pre-kindergarten that are put on the right pathway to thrive, that pathway doesn't stop.
Kids such as 11-year-old Shalaria Thomas here in Jackson, Mississippi. She says it makes no sense to try to pin her fifth grade struggles with dividing decimals on preschool.
When you're in preschool, they teach you some stuff, but they don't teach you stuff like big stuff that you're going to know on to the grades that you go to.
Preschool helped Thomas when she was 4, but to maintain her edge, 5 days a week, she goes to after-school tutoring for disadvantaged kids. Thomas says while she's not 4 anymore, she still needs a helping hand. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Annie Gilbertson.